Good morning. Today we have a fascinating question. It's a follow-up of what we've been discussing, that competitors, can they go into each other's properties, each other's stores, and the like. And we said that the concept that we have based on the Gemara is that we allow competition, even if A was there first, B can compete as well, set up shop next to him. And one of the rationales was, you do business in your area, I'll do business in my area. So you have your store, I have my store. I can't go into your store, you can't come into my store, but we can compete separately from our separate locations. So the next question is going to be, so how about competing for customers, not in each other's stores, but in an open area, for example? And the situation that we're being posed by the Mabit is as follows. How about shuls competing for, we would say nowadays, members, for dues, for donations? So just a little bit background, who was the Mabit? So the Mabit was born in Salonika in 1500, and he actually immigrated to Israel, lived in Sfat, and he was a contemporary of Rav Yosef Cairo. A little bit younger than Yosef Cairo, but contemporary. He was actually on the Beis Din of Rav Yosef Cairo, and when Rav Yosef Cairo passed away, the Mabit became the rabbi of Sfat, and he passed away a few years after Rav Yosef Cairo in 1580. So we are dealing with one of the Gdolei Olam, and he had the following question that he himself posed, meaning this is a situation that he was dealing with, and he records the issue, and then he gives his response. And it goes like this. He says, I've been a Rav for 50 years in Tzfas, 50 years, and they decided early on that because so many people were coming to Sfat from different countries, they said it would be the best if everyone goes to the shul of their language, people will speak in the language, the people of the similar nationality, same countries, will take care of the poor. There was a lot of poverty at that time, obviously, and there was a big need to get donations from Chutz La'aretz. So because they would be requesting donations from their countries of origin, it'd be helpful that the people in given shuls be from those countries of origin, having common interests and common language and common background. So that was decided. There was one exception to that, in that there was such a big tzibur from Gerus Tzfarad, from the Spanish expulsion, that they had to set up two shuls. They had two shuls, and one was called Kahal Gadol. That was the larger one. That's why it's called Kahal Gadol, probably not for that reason, but it's called Kahal HaGadol anyway. And the second one, which the Mabit was the Rav of, is Kahal Beis Yaakov. So the Mabit shul, Kahal Beis Yaakov, that's a smaller shul, less fancy, more impoverished, and the Kahal Gadol. And they agreed early on, we're going to have two separate shuls, but because we're from the same countries, we're trying to collect funds from the same people of our nationality, of our country of origin, we are going to have one bank account. They didn't have banks then per se, but they had one community chest, and through that they would raise the funds and disperse for the needs of the communities and the poor of the communities. That didn't work out. There were fights over usages of money, and decided that not only are we going to have separate locations, separate shuls, etc., but we're going to have separate funding for our shuls and the needs of the impoverished in the shul. So they divided it up, and the next problem that arose is that there was competition, at least that Kahal Gadol was competing to get the donation. So, for example, even though they agreed together, the two shuls, there would be no Hasagas Gvul. When visitors come to town, they can decide whichever shul they want to go to, and we should not try to recruit, because by virtue of recruiting to your shul, you're taking that person away from the other shul. That person would bring donations if he's coming to visit. That was one of the reasons that they used to come, is to give the donations to the shul to provide for the needy of their country of origin. So they agreed, no Asagas Gvul, we're not going to be competing. But nonetheless, the Kahal HaGadol was competing. And as is written by the Mabit in his tshuva on this, that the people, the dignitaries of Kahal Gadol, what they used to do was when they heard people were coming to town, they would go and meet them and greet them, especially the wealthy people from their country of origin. Doesn't mean that they were living in Spain still, but wherever they lived, but they were coming to visit Tzfat, and they would go and meet and greet, and they would convince them to come daven in Kahal Gadol. And by virtue of saying, come to our shul, you're now taking them away from going to the Kahal Beit Yaakov. And their intentions was to get the donations from these people. In addition to part of the donations is the use of the money for the poor. So if you are collecting for Kahal Gadol, for the poor of Kahal Gadol, you are taking away those donations, at least some of them that would have gone to Kahal Beis Yaakov, the Mabit Shul, and the poor that were part of his shul. So we have a problem here that Kahal Gadol is actively recruiting, aggressively recruiting, and it's to the detriment. And even if not all of the people would go to the smaller shul, of course not everyone, some would decide to go to Kahal Gadol anyway, but some of them, inevitably, even a small amount, would have gone to the Kahal Beis Yaakov. So the Mabit says what's going on here at a minimum is that they are stealing from the poor of Beis Yaakov. And in a minimum, it's a gezel, a form of gezel that's rabbinic in nature, at minimum. And he brings two proofs to this claim that what they're doing is gezel, stealing from the smaller shul, stealing from the poor of that smaller shul. And the first concept that he introduces is when he says they're yored chaye aniya kila kadosha beis Yaakov, they're taking away their parnasa. He says that what's going on here is there's a halacha that if you live in the yeshuv, if you live in civilization or somewhat close to civilization, you're not allowed to go and trap birds. You can't trap pigeons because the concern is because people own pigeons. They raise pigeons. It's true that when you're trapping pigeons close to civilization, some will be hefker, some will be from the wild, but some of them will also be from people who own them and they are flying around, and that is a form of rabbinic stealing. And he says Chazal instituted that it's prohibited to trap pigeons when you're in civilization. And that's the case, even though you could be trapping from ownerless or from non-Jews, which in this situation would not be a problem. But because there is that potential that you would be trapping what is a pigeon owned by a Jew, that is going to be a form of gezel, stealing rabbinically. And he says the same thing applies here when we have these, effectively, these pigeons that come to town. That's he's not calling them pigeons, but that's the parallel that he's saying. We have people coming to town in shul. Some of them are going to go to the big shul anyway. But some of them would come to the small shul. And what you're doing is you are convincing them to go to the big shul. You're basically catching these pigeons and you're taking away the ones that would otherwise have gone to our shul. So that's, he says, the same thing of that form of stealing rabbinically. There obviously are distinctions that we could bring, but this is the view of the Mabit. He says, V'chein sh'afal bi shi'esh me'ilu abayim sh'ayuho ochim l'kal ha'am, even though, as we said, some of the people coming to town would go to the larger kehila, yesh mehem gam ken sh'yechu l'kal beis Yaakov. There would be those that come to my shul, that come to the smaller shul, and accordingly, that is gezel when they are convincing them to go to the larger shul. Okay, that's point number one, svara number one, that it's similar to the pigeons, and that is a form of rabbinic stealing. And he says another svara. There was a Mishnah and a Gemara that discuss ani haminakef berosh hazayis. If you have a tree, and it's an olive tree, and there was shichicha in the tree. Shichicha means that it was left over by the people who kicked it, the owners of the field, and certain things that they forget in the field. That's one of the matanos anim. That's one of the gifts that we give to the anim. They have a right to come and pick it. So we have people at the top of the tree that are cutting down those matanos anim, the shichicha, those olives in the tree, and they never halakhically acquire it. They never hold it in their hand. They never do a kinyan on it. They don't lift it up, kinyan akbah. They're just cutting it off from the top of the tree. A real sakana. They're up there cutting, and somebody else below comes and collects them. And the one below says, you never owned it. You never did a kinyan on it. And halachically, on a deraisa level, that's true. Chazal instituted that this is a form of stealing on a rabbinic level. There's actually an opinion that it's actually actual gezel, gezel deraisa, but in any case, in a minimum, it's gezel derabanan. You're acquiring something that is, strictly speaking, ownerless. Those olives on the floor, Chazal instituted, don't do it. They instituted, don't do it, and says, the Mabit, this is the same exact thing. It'd be parallel to if you have two poor people up at the top, cutting down those zeisim, cutting down those olives, and one of the two goes and collects them all. So two of them were making effort, but one of them takes all the benefit. And he says the same thing exists here, that we as the two shuls, we put in efforts every year. We send out letters to people that know us. They're out of town, they're out of the country, but they're from our country of origin. And we send out letters requesting donations, to this, soliciting donations for the poor of our communities. So we're both generating this donation, these donations, and the people from out of town, out of the country, they actually come to the shuls. They want to give their donations in person. They want to come to the shuls. They want to see what they're donating for. And here we are making efforts together at that top of the olive tree. And just one of those anim, one of those people putting in the efforts, which is the larger shul, the Kala Gadol, they're going and grabbing everyone that comes to town, which was generated by our joint efforts, and they're taking all of the olives from under the tree. They're taking all of those donors and bringing them into that shul, and concludes the Mabit again that this is gezel, this is stealing from the smaller shul. So there we have it, a fascinating, fascinating tshuva by the Mabit. And Amir Tshashem, we will continue discussing a related issue next time.